This is Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
I look over at Solinar.
Solinar is going to go retrieve a healing potion from the cart because it looks like the boat needs it. And he's going to do so quickly, since he's not sure if the boat is making death-saving throws.
That was non-lethal damage, I should have clarified.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, in the future, when you don't want to kill someone, let me know. Yes. So you are able to go and gently pour the draught tenderly into the mouth of the boat.
You start massaging. Yeah.
Kind of like when you're like forcing a dog to swallow pills, when you just kind of hold their mouth shut and just like rub their neck.
There, boat. There. It's all going to be okay.
So Johannes feels victory soak into his bones. Eek is breathing heavy sighs of relief.
Johannes is just standing in front of the people and he says, Town of Oatmeal.
No, okay.
We were sent here on a mission by the goddess Soon. The mission is, I think, successful now. He turns back and looks at Eek, like, pinning the boat.
Mission hasn't started, but okay. We
have achieved what no one else have. We have defeated the two-time world champion wrestler and his, what did we call you?
Hype man.
His hype man. And now they shall join us on a quest to save the world.
Roll performance.
Yeah, that's a 9.
All right, you don't make any money.
It's good, for your coin is not what I wish for.
Only your love.
Only love. Love right. Me.
So it's going to take about 10 minutes before the drought sort of seeps into Boat's bones and mm-hmm. he regains consciousness. You're going to have 5 HP upon waking. And now is when Eek is going to collect kidneys.
Okay, let's...
I was lying about them being safe.
Can we just load the big guy up on... It looks like you guys got a wagon over there, so can we just load him up on the cart and let's get going?
I will confirm you are trying to take them into the woods.
People, we would do another show for them in an hour.
We're going to need to disassemble the ring, and as I recall, before we disassemble the ring, we told the people we were going to put on one more show.
Deal's a deal, my
before
dudes.
We go.
Meanwhile, all the people have left because they thought that was the second show.
Yeah, probably.
They went back to logging. The exciting life. I have a logging sim. That's what I...
If they're unlocking things, do they become key loggers? Is that...
Yes.
No. Oh, for the love of God, just interact with each other.
So, I am going to need a moment to disassemble the ring, because we're not leaving this behind. Okay. That's not happening.
Okay.
Johannes helps with disassembling the ring.
Making it take half the time.
Excellent.
So, half a person.
So, what is it exactly that we've just been wrestled half into it. Submission for doing?
Some treasure in the woods.
That's no less ominous than it was the first time.
I showed you the map.
Yes, the map you put sparkles on. I saw.
Eek's like standing at the edge of a dark alley. He's like, hey, I want to show you some treasure in the woods.
Want to buy a map?
Why don't you come with me?
No matter what we do, despite his wholesome aesthetic, Eek is just always suspicious.
He needs to stop doing sketchy stuff.
Yeah, if
he wasn't doing sketchy stuff, he wouldn't be sketchy. He says,
taking his hand out of the nearest purse.
He needs to just stop being sketchy. Eek's like, hey, do you want any of these potions? Hey, come out to the woods.
No, we are not doing breaking Eek again.
I got some treasure to show.
So we've loaded up the cart.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Snubbles Tea Pony is kind of side-eyeing the new recruits.
So that's really all you're going to tell us? Treasure, and it's in the woods. You're not going to tell us what kind of danger awaits us as we reach the treasure. You're not going to tell us what the treasure's for, how much the treasure's worth, who we're delivering it to. Nothing.
Well, the treasure's for you. If you guys can find it, or help me find it, we'll all split it four ways, I guess.
How much?
You just increased my interest so much.
It is a magical item of untold value.
Yeah, it's a magical item of untold value.
You better tell me something.
How?
I'll tell you that you lost the bout, and I believe this creature is honest to the woods.
I'm not calling him dishonest. I just want to know the details.
I have for sure sold things to people that weren't worth anything by saying they were of untold value.
Those exact words.
All right.
I have it on somebody from with a very good reputation that this is a worthwhile treasure, and I just need you three adventurers to come with me and help me find it, and then we'll have it. We'll have the treasure.
And we'll split whatever proceeds four ways.
Yes. Yeah, that'll work.
So we are going to sell it, whatever it is.
Well, we'll see what it is first.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you just said you were sure it was an item of untold value.
But you have no idea
what
it is.
We'll just see what kind of item of untold value it is.
I'd like to roll insight to find out if he's just full of it.
Absolutely roll.
What does an 8 tell me?
There's something in the woods.
I've had my bell rung very recently, so I'm having trouble discerning motives.
I'll let you know. Once we find that item, it will probably tell us of its value, and we shall know.
Yeah, items self-evaluate in this world.
I've heard talking items are worth quite a bit, actually. That would be fantastic.
God, can you imagine? Just the nightmare of your laptop talking to you.
And it has Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
the GM self-insert character. Talking book.
You're worth 20 gold.
You hear Gilbert Gottfried's like, Tumblr again! All right.
New email.
So, my dudes, you make your way to the LARP. You make your way to the border of the woods outside of Oakmel. The woods are a huge monolith of trees that are older than time itself. These woods, in particular, stretch across the whole continent. This is just a small aspect of them. But you notice, as you walk in, that the trees have linked above and form almost an entryway. When you walk into the woods, everything is quiet. You hear no birds. You hear rustling of leaves very, very gently, but you don't hear the sounds of life.
Do-do-do! Into the woods!
All right, so.
This is spooky as hell, and I hate it.
Light gently filters through the trees.
I believe in a thing called love!
There's a light green and gold aura around everything around you. As you make your way, now that we're in the map.
are we still on the cart, or did we have to dismount to do the whole...
You are going to have to dismount to get them into the cart. It's going to be too much for Snuffles and the cart, too.
I kind of figured that. The upside is I'm rolling stealth, and I'm staying just a little bit away from the party.
Okay.
I'm stealth singing.
That's a 15.
15? All right.
Gravy Boat also would like to roll stealth.
Aren't you 7 feet tall and in a leotard?
I am.
Okay, cool beans.
It's a very low-profile clothing.
There's no jingles.
Yeah. Speaking of,
that's only an 8. I have a +3 to stealth, so I figured I might as well try it.
All right. First of all, how?
Second, dex, because I'm a monk.
I mean, yeah, but what?
Yeah, the leotard is very aeronautical.
It's, it's very quiet.
It's a leotard of elven kind.
That is disgusting to imagine. All right, moving forward.
It's just got little tips for the ears.
So,
it's not a bodysuit.
Okay. Also, what you are describing is Tingle's costume.
Right.
From Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
That is not what Gravy Boat is wearing.
Oh
no.
Yet.
Right. No. Oh.
Yet that is an unlockable costume later in the game.
Inevitability, my friends.
All right, guys. So you find yourself in sort of an open glade of the woods. You notice that the trees have two direct paths in front of you and one path to the right of you.
I know this one. Which of you trees is the ones that tell truths, and which one is the one that tells lies?
You do hear a small.
Ah, the new tree. Which path is the right path? Does anyone speak tree?
You see you hear a little frolicking, and you see a small creature the color of patina sit in front of you much like a dog and kind of wag its tail excitedly.
You speak tree?
It makes the sound again and flaps its wings. It appears to be a small dragon the color of patina, about the size of a cat. It looks at you with big, excited puppy eyes.
Eek, is this your little brother?
I look sigh and give him a look like, I think we should follow him.
I look at this creature.
This creature that you've never met before in your life.
Never, ever.
I'd like to roll insight on Eek again.
On Eek.
Constantly distrusting Eek.
That's a 6.
He thinks you should follow the pseudo-dragon. The pseudo-dragon excitedly scampers up Gravy Boat and sort of wraps around his neck like a scarf and points with his snoot.
It's too cute not to follow.
He is directing you towards the wood, to the woodway to the right.
To the right. And then Johannes immediately starts going to the left and then gets corrected by the rest of the party.
Do I need to re-roll stealth, or are we keeping that 15?
I'm allowing you to keep that 15. Sweet. For now. If somebody jumps them, it's going to jump without jumping you.
Eek, lead the way.
It's this way, yeah.
As you guys make your way...
What is this way?
As you guys make your way down the right treeway... the treeway. You find yourself again in a glade. You can go to the left or to the right. The right way seems more open, but the left seems more directed. At this point, you feel eyes on you.
Perception. Perception.
Whichever way you go, make sure you use a blinker on these treeways.
That's a 4. I don't see anything.
No, you...
I'm too busy being sneaky.
You're too busy being sneaky.
Some of you feel eyes on you.
Yeah. Yeah, the boat feels the eyes.
I would like to roll perception.
Absolutely.
What's my perception number here? Really wish I'd thought to print this out.
Foresight.
9.
I'd like to roll
9?
Foresight.
You too feel eyes. And right. Notice nothing other than the eyes feeling.
All right.
All right. So,
which way does the snoot point?
The snoot points to the directed treeway.
Is that non-ramp?
To the left, away from the open, wide glade.
Mm-hmm. Follow the snoot.
Yeah.
All right. So you follow the snoot. As you are walking, you hear sounds from far away, the direction that you did not go. You hear a soft. And the sound of something heavy being settled down gently.
Okay. Probably nothing.
Yep, yeah, let's
nothing.
Let's keep going.
All right. At this point, you have arrived right at the opening. If you look, you see that the trees are linked together in a way that looks almost deliberate. You hear the sounds of rushing water. And if you look really far down, you can see that the glade opens into a pool of water. You can approach it.
Solinar's hanging back for sure.
Yeah. Or you can be suspicious of the voice of the sky.
Johannes, knowing that there's one thing that water always brings, which is a reflection, approaches the pool.
All right. So you walk down the way towards the pool. Again, it opens into a large, clear pool with a waterfall coming down from the overhead cliffs into it. It is a peaceful, meditative area. You hear soft song.
The song I was singing when I came in.
Yep, absolutely. No, not even a little bit. The water is moving gently, but you are able to catch your own reflection.
Here it is. You and I, peaceful place. Relax. Takes out a hairbrush. And he's just like, what was the treasure that we were seeking? Was it ourselves? Do we stare into ourselves and learn more about ourselves? And
you guys have the choice.
All this is out loud. He's just monologuing.
You guys have the choice.
I'd like to appear over Johannes' shoulder and be like, what's in the water?
Do you search in the water for something?
No, just like he appears behind you and over your shoulder.
Yeah.
So like your beautiful reflection, Mm-hmm. There's a half elf face over your shoulder suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't hear him approach.
Right.
He's just there.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Another. Hello. I never caught your name.
It's Solinar.
No, I meant Tim. Johannes. Ah. Good to meet you.
You can see straight through the water to the rocks below. The water is so clear that you're not entirely sure if you put your hand in it when you would get wet.
This seems unnatural. I'm not going to lie to any of you. This seems highly unnatural.
Lying to me seems like the thing you would do.
That's fair. I'm not going to deny that.
You hear whispers. They're here. They are here. Finally.
Solinar is going to, like, drop back, like, two steps and draw both his dagger and his fingers.
You are not getting these kidneys! These are mine!
They're my kidneys. You can't have them.
And Johannes will turn and be like, my fans! And just like billowing cape, he'll like sling it around and be like, do the queen wave.
Who's the short guy? You weren't supposed to have the short guy. It was just supposed to be the other two.
Well...
Don't talk about Beak like that.
He was important for getting the other two, so... I figured I'd just bring him along.
I knew it.
There's one more part of the test.
Okay. You didn't tell us anything.
Boat at this point. You're not getting my kidney. I ran in my kendo
stick. So help me, any fool that comes after these kidneys.
The trees close behind you, keeping you in this area with the pool.
The pool is a pool of ice, it seems.
No, the trees. Okay. No. The trees close behind you, blocking the entryway and the exit, coincidentally, locking you in this pristine area with the pool. However, your immediate suspicion is at complete odds with the meditative and calm air of the place.
Bad news, Eek. If somebody comes for us and tries to bring me harm or steal my kidneys, I'm taking you down first.
And if we die, I'm going to haunt you.
Dying's not part of the plan.
You didn't tell us anything about any plan. I don't trust you.
Ghost boat.
And we just heard the words, there's one more part of the test. So do you want to cough up the beans now, or...
The pseudo-dragon that was on Boat's lap, Boat's shoulder, hops off of him, frolics near towards a part, scampers. He has a very adorable run, is the aesthetic I'm trying to...
The, like, gait.
Yeah, his little bounding gait. It's like a bunny trying to walk.
Precious.
Clump is the word. Thank you, sound guy.
He's really good at sounds. If you're looking for
Clump is the sound. All right, so he begins scampering ahead of you, turns, and crouches down like he is about to pounce. His stance is aggressive.
Solinar is still very much holding both of his weapons. He's not sure where to face them, though, because the pseudo-dragon doesn't seem like that much of a threat.
Johannes turns and draws his mace and shield, and he says, now the test. Soon must be sure that we are her chosen.
Well, he's not wrong, but what is the scene business? I don't know what the scene business is. So, you see from the water rise two pixies that flutter over... One is all in blue, one is all in red. They flutter over by the pseudo-dragon and flank him on either side. This is the final part of the test!
What's going on? I pull out my tinderbox. I'm like, this wood is burning down unless somebody tells me what's going on.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Besides, then tell me what's going on!
This is just the final part of the test.
I want to roll intimidation.
Absolutely roll intimidation on these fey creatures that do not understand you.
I rolled a 20.
All right. He might be serious. Yeah, he might be serious. I don't like this. I don't like this either.
Just tell me what's going on.
Like we said, this is the last
one. What test?
Eek! Did you not tell him anything Lady Alita told you?
She just said to get them to follow me into the woods. And that there'd be a test, but I figured they didn't really want to know about the test. They just...
I'm here to tell you right now, you're not getting my kidneys.
Look, buddy, it's not for you to decide what we do or don't want to know. That's up to us to make that decision.
I believe we've gotten off on the wrong foot.
I'll say.
So if everyone will just calm down.
You're kind of asking a lot. We were just led into the woods under the premise of a quest, and then we found out that, in fact, our quest is a test.
Maybe we just misheard him.
Time are very separate things.
And we're now sealed into said woods.
There's a little bit of testing we need to do for you.
We don't want to be a part of this.
They might have said questing.
What is the test?
Lady Alita said we just need to test your combat ability.
Oh, good. That's precisely what I thought you were going to say. Now, if we fail, you're taking our kidneys.
No, no,
that's a contract. Sign the line.
We don't intend to hurt you this time.
And if we win, we take your kidneys.
Let's back up a minute. You said this time.
Well, we are our nature. We just made a promise, and we have to keep our promises.
That's not Solinar's way.
So, we're fighting the three of you, then?
Yes!
I assume not to the death.
Ideally, no. Lady Alita said no one should die or get seriously hurt.
Solinar sheathes his weapons reluctantly.
Now look, I got no problem. Meanwhile, still on the Terra. I got no problem with you all needing to do what you need to do, but... As a libertarian, I believe everybody has the right to decide for themselves what they want to do with their lives. And we did not make the choice to come into this woods.
No, but fate brought us, and here we are.
It test, did.
Test us. No. I'm ready.
His name is Eek. Eek brought us.
Under a pretense of a lie.
No, no, no. Destiny did bring you. Well,
can I meet her? Is his name Destiny or is his name Fate?
Oh, no. Well, technically, it was only supposed to bring you three. You're a surprise.
That's what my parents said as well.
Eek's backstory.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Both, you got any more of those kendo sticks?
I tossed you my spare.
Solinar is going to take a kendo stick. He's going to try to use it like a rapier. It's going to be awkward.
What proficiencies do you have?
He's trying to non-lethal it.
I have longsword, rapier, short sword, and simple weapons.
Simple weapons. That you can do that. That's just very stupid.
Switch.
I forgot to update my proficiencies.
I've got simple weapon and short sword, but I forgot to update a bunch of other stuff. Like, the boat's tool proficiency is weaver's tool. That was not the original thing.
In order to relax after a long match, the boat sits at his weaving sill.
His loom.
He looms over his loom, weaving a tapestry of his victories.
How do you think he made his onesie?
A man my size, you can't just buy these off the rack.
Big and tall just isn't a thing yet.
He needs to go to Torrid for Ben. All right. Perfect.
I mean, if we're doing non-lethal combat, it makes sense to have a blunt.
Do we roll initiative?
Yeah, absolutely you do. This is a planned fight now.
Oh my gosh. So, the PvP wasn't planned from episode one?
It was not. I was kind of hoping to get around it.
I
tried my best with the sleep.
16.
All right, give me just 1 minute. Johannes first.
Creatures of the forest, let me appeal to your good nature. As we were preordained and chosen for this quest, let us pass without having to deal you harm, for I fear it will be too much.
Is that going to be your whole turn that you're going to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, so the pseudo-dragon is going to charge the paladin.
Whoa, not even getting to roll a performance?
You know what? Persuasion. Absolutely. Roll persuasion.
Yeah. 11.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Oh.
All right. What's your armor class, my dude?
17.
All right. So
shields.
He actually is going to be able to bite you. Surprising. It's not. He does 6 damage with his bite.
Whoa! Whoa! I'm trying to appeal to your good nature.
I maxed his damage. Johannes. Sorry, that was unintentional.
Johannes. Ow!
Son of a biscuit!
This tiny little thing scampers forward and chomps down on his Achilles tendon.
Son of a biscuit that's now bloody! Ah!
You're up.
Okay.
Oatmeal!
Here, what am I gonna do? Because I already burned my spells.
Yeah, that's why when you guys were doing this PvP, I was like, oh dear.
This David versus Goliath.
You should have let us have spells be illegal.
Clearly.
Seriously. Or somebody could have suggested we take a rest before going into the mysterious forest.
Y'all didn't.
I think actually you suggested that too, and then we just all forgot it. We should listen to Gravy Bread. That's the moral of the story.
That's the moral. He said this was sketchy. It was absolutely sketchy. He said you guys should have taken a rest. You should have taken a rest.
Looking back on it now, I feel we were duped.
Yeah. I want to create I'm going to use my illusion to make it look like a limb has suddenly snapped off a tree overhead and is about to fall down.
And scatter them?
Yeah, scatter them. Hopefully create a frightened state.
That's not going
good,
to get them
good
to
lobbying.
Frightened.
Good lobbying.
That's not going to get them to frightened.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, frightened is like dragon shows up.
Yeah.
Frightened is not the sound of a tree snapping.
Yeah.
They have not just recently watched horror movies for 8 hours.
It could just be a jazz tree. Just...
Yeah, okay, so if you want to do minor
but
illusion...
When you're a tree, it just you're happened, a tree all the way. Exactly,
Your first little branch. to the day the loggers come.
To the spelling day. I'm not sure if what I'd roll.
Yeah, probably deception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot. That's not good. Seven.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
They kind of know you're a wizard, my dude.
Yeah.
They know you're a wizard, Harry. All right, so one of the pixies is going to fly towards Solinar with a tiny little toothpick-sized short sword. She is going to thrust at him with the tiny short sword.
Oh, my.
What is your AC, my dude?
14.
14? She is able to hit you.
Oh, for my.
She heals you for 1 damage.
What?
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 What? I'll take it.
It's 1d4 minus 2, and she rolled a 1. So she essentially healed you for 1 damage.
So mechanically, she couldn't break the skin?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get stabbed. Get stabbed.
You were already wounded, and her tiny short sword was so warm that it cauterized an existing wound.
Yeah.
And that's why you feel
it's
better.
Pixie magic. Who knows what it's like? You gain 1 point of HP.
Who's next? Is what the pixie
Solinar. Is he going to just backhand this pixie into a tree?
He's going to, rapier fighting, so I guess he would try to, stab her with the end of the kendo stick. Which would just be,
It's a very tiny target.
Right, but it'd be, punching her in the gut, I guess.
It'd be like, oof.
All right, roll.
It'd be like running a battering ram.
Well, I just rolled an 8 total.
All right, so you miss her tiny body.
That makes sense.
She sort of dashes out of the way. makes that exact sound. Boat. Now is your time to shine. All
right.
The boot.
What is the situation here?
All right. So the little pseudo dragon is against Johannes. Solinar is fencing a pixie with kendo sticks, and there is 1 pixie that has not attacked anyone
and
yet.
And how big are the pixies? Stop me when I get there. About like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are very, very small.
How high up in the air are they?
They're about at your chest level.
Okay.
So high.
Boot. Yeah.
Das.
Boot.
Das.
Boot. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna
surprised that you were taking the kinesics and trying to bat them out of the air like baseballs.
I'm gonna the one that just healed him, I'm gonna go after that one with a kendo stick.
Absolutely. Crush her tiny skull.
Or roll a one.
Yeah, that's a I think that's a 10. Yeah, that's a 10.
That is a miss.
Alright, well, I want to do my unarmed strike now.
Absolutely. Punch her out of the air.
I'll do a chop on her chest.
Sweep the leg. Wait.
Yeah, no, I whiffed. She's too small.
Alright, absolutely. So the first pixie is going to charge Boat.
Alright.
What is Boat's AC?
12.
That is not a hit.
Excellent.
She just sort of, like, charges screaming and then sort of flies past his face.
I love the idea of her just, like, maybe just going, ah!
Yeah, she just kind of bounces off of him. Johannes, you are up, my dear.
I'm picking up this dragon, and I'm just going to try to, like, incapacitate him and be like, I will not fight you, cute entity, though I bleed from your bite.
Okay, don't strangle him with that thing, but okay, let's go.
And a 18.
18, you are absolutely able to grapple him.
Okay.
And you're just gonna, hold
restrain him? Restrain him.
Okay.
We watch on.
You know how cats get when you scruff them and they just kind of freeze up? That's what's happening to this little dragon.
Grab that scruff.
Yeah. You've scruffed the little dragon.
Yes.
Got the little neck spines.
Well, he's got scruff. You can scruff his scaly skin. Scruff his scaly skin. All right.
You don't want to scruff.
All right, so.
Scruff is a thing. Can't get no love from me.
No love?
All right, Eek, you're up, my dude.
Okay, gosh. So I'm going to try to grab one of these pixies.
You're gonna have to hop, but okay.
Deliver a shocking grasp.
Use your tail like a tiger tail.
He's gonna mouse. Just electrocute the pixie to death.
This is non-lethal. You can pretty much assume if I'm casting shocking grasp, it's non-lethal.
Are you sure?
Until said otherwise.
You know what? Just grab the pixie out of the air like some kind of monster.
That's a 21.
Absolutely, that hits. You snatch her out of the air like a Bruce Lee with an arrow.
For 4 damage.
4 damage? She definitely... She just kind of freezes up. She's able to kind of shake it off, but she is definitely sizzled.
Shocked.
Solinar, my dude.
Does anyone else feel a little bit strange that the only person who's proven himself is doing the most in combat right now? Well, that's better. That's a 17.
That is a hit.
Okay. And that's... My normal rapier damage is 1d8, but this is like a blunt kendo stick.
I'm going to assume, regardless of damage, that it is going to be non-lethal, so roll your 8.
Okay. 5. Is that plus my normal 3 piercing, or... Probably not.
Probably not the piercing.
Well, not piercing, but like plus 3.
What's the kendo stick bludgeoning?
Oh, yeah.
Plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's exactly the same. You literally smack her out of the air with your kendo stick and just sort of... And she just...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Cartoonish face splat.
Oh, God.
X's for eyes.
A little swirly anime. Ooh. All right.
So she does seem dazed and not infected.
No, I would have said her tiny spine snaps.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm descriptive that way. Mm. All right, Boat. Right. There is one pixie left.
All right, I'm gonna...
Is it currently in Eek's hand?
No, it got let go, right?
He let it go. Yeah.
Okay. So is it still flying or is it on the ground?
I'm sorry. She's flying, but she's sort of like a moth right now.
All right, I'm gonna try and kendo stick that thing.
Kendo stick.
Be the light.
That is not a hit.
I want to say I let go of it because I saw him slam the other one with the kendo stick.
I'm gonna do my unarmed attack. Wow, that's even worse. I'm not using this thing anymore.
Roll another dice, my dude. These are not helping you out. Find a non-traitorous...
keep rolling dice.
Okay, I finally rolled a 19.
You know what? The 19 hits, and I'm just going to give you this one.
Don't monks have 6 attacks?
All right, that's 4 damage.
Pretty sure
that's
how it works.
All right, you punch her into a tree.
And I don't need your dice, Charity.
She just kind of flaps against the tree, and then...
Does the comical peel off?
Yes.
And then just floats down.
Yeah, like it's the paper leaf. Float, and then like it hits the ground. There's a huge like poof of dirt. Like,
yes, yeah. That is absolutely what happened. Physics be damned.
Right.
All right.
Magic.
Submit, tiny dragon.
The tiny Submit. Dragon. The tiny dragon is incapacitated. Mm-hmm.
Is this a supervillain?
You hear it.
Suddenly an office chair is in the woods and it spins around slowly.
You thwarted my henchmen.
Now is the time. So, you see a figure come out of the woods, gently applauding.
We don't need your golf claps.
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Seminar. I expect you to die.
The figure standing before you is in a long gray cloak with a cloth covering her face. She's wearing a blue and brown dress otherwise. You can see a peak of short red hair coming out from the bottom of her cloak. The hood, not the whole cloak.
I was like, whoa, that's a lot of hair.
You see two tails.
She's 7 feet tall, has a bowcaster and a bandolier.
We're going to destroy the Death Star.
Short red hair. You see it coming from the bottom of her cowl. Yep. Cowl is the word. I hate all of you.
He takes off the robe and reveals some skinny pants with stripes down the side and a vest over a white shirt.
The ultimate uniform.
There's so many fanfics going on right now. Back to the plot.
And now back to the plot. That was very impressive.
Yes.
Are your friends okay?
They'll be
fine. That was a little different than I expected.
You did wonderfully, Mr. Eek. Thank you for all your help.
You're welcome.
So...
What's going on?
Are you or are you not here for our kidneys?
I've got my kendo stick. My knuckles are white with the amount of force I'm putting on gripping it.
I probably owe you all an explanation, don't I?
Yes!
No. Well, I would say that Eek owes us an explanation, but I'm not sure he can give us one. So yes, that'd be great.
Eek was operating under my orders, and I apologize for the deception, but I had to make sure that you were the real deal before I approached you.
Many injustices have been done by people claiming just to be following orders.
Wow, for a libertarian, you're kind of judgy.
I have my moments of darkness.
INFJ.
Mr. Boat, I completely understand your concern.
Big fan of your work.
But I assure you, I...
You know, when I wrestled in Japan, they called me Boat Song.
I absolutely understand that you're... Let me clarify. No one's kidneys or any other vital organs are going to be removed. Hopefully.
Now, when I'm you say hopefully...
It won't be done by me, certainly.
A licensed physician.
You're not making yourself sound less suspicious. Let's try to get ourselves out of these suspicious woods. Well, no, that's a bad turn of phrase.
The woods are not suspicious.
Yes, they are.
They did close behind us, and that is highly suspicious.
That was actually me. She kind of gestures, and the woods open up again. The introductions are in order. My name is Alita.
Hello.
Did you just move trees?
I
She's
asked
a dendromancer.
She romances dens? What?
I just asked them nicely.
Okay. I am Solinar Vakas.
Oh, I know all about you. And you, Mr. Boat. I apologize again for the deception, but I really needed the two of you's help. And you too, Mr...
Of course, the one who you sent before you as the vanguard, Johannes.
Mr. Johannes, I would appreciate all the help I can get, and you absolutely proved yourself in that fight by subduing Felix. If you want to let him go, I'd appreciate it.
I would, but I'm in... immense pain from the giant bite on my foot.
Oh, I can heal that. I apologize. He got a little overzealous.
set the dragon down.
The Felix scampers over to Alita and hops into her arms. Excuse his overzealousness again. I'm so sorry.
Ow.
You are here because of, how do I describe it? A prophecy, I guess? Sort of?
We're chosen.
How would I have wound up in any kind of prophecy?
Well, you two were chosen by the medallion, but everything else was sort of foretold a little while ago? Not terribly long ago. It was foretold by me, so I don't know how I quote myself on that. That's a little strange.
Just do some air quotes. Don't be suspicious.
Solar's just going to do a real quick inside check. That's a 17.
From all you can tell, she absolutely believes what she's saying, but she's kind of nervous talking to you guys.
He's going to turn to the boat and be like, she seems to be on the up and up.
With her covered face and the fact that she let us into the woods sneakily.
I feel good about it.
And will bring us to someone who will steal our kidneys.
Maybe.
My name is Alita, and I'm a priestess of a silver dragon. I need your help on a quest.
All right, how big is this quest and what's in it for us?
Wait, silver dragon. Wait. What?
I'm not sure where to clarify.
Soon is not a silver dragon.
I'm not a priestess of Soon at all. I am a priestess of the silver dragon, Alden.
Explain.
I am a priestess of a silver dragon named Alden.
Wait. You have connection with a silver dragon?
Yes.
You don't just worship the silver dragon.
Yes, I'm his priestess.
How can that be possible? All the metallic dragons were disappeared, what, 300 years ago?
Approximately, yes.
So, you still have a connection with a dead dragon?
He's not dead. None of the metallic dragons, well, some of them probably are, but most of them are not dead, I don't think.
I got better.
I don't think they're dead. And that's kind of the point.
But you know he's not dead.
Yes, he's in the Glade of the Nymphs, where I'm from.
Oh. Like, okay.
His physical breathing body, not his bones.
Okay. So, there's just been a silver dragon chilling for 300 years. Just doing his thing.
If you were in a glade of nymphos, wouldn't you want to stay there?
Nymphs!
My president teaches you to the back of his head.
Mage hands back.
It was a slap.
Nymphs.
I've heard that there are legends of nymphs being quite attractive.
Well, I don't know if we're all that, but, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never met any.
Wait, why were we chosen by not Soon?
Well, you just happened to be there.
You know,
you're right. I was chosen by Soon.
I'm starting to feel a little sorry for bringing this guy along. Maybe been a mistake.
Eek, you did wonderfully. I apologize for putting you in such an uncomfortable position. I'll work on pacifying Mr. Boat. Maybe just...
Eek's unjustifiably in a position he'd rather not be in. Ooh, yeah.
Eek, maybe...
The cream will rise.
Yes, sure. Soon, the gods. Useful. Absolutely. But you two, Mr. Boat and Mr. Solinar, were shown to me in a vision. So I sent Eek, who was also shown to me in a vision.
What were we doing in this vision?
Saving the world.
That doesn't sound like you.
Maybe not, but that's a hell of a way to gain a reputation.
I didn't think you wanted a reputation since you're always sneaking around trying not to be seen.
It depends on what kind of reputation you're looking to build. There's some reputations that can be very lucrative, let's say.
Well, we will be traveling all over the world, so I can almost guarantee there'll be riches.
At least we'll find something valuable.
Will we be able to save the innocents? Protect them from evil?
That's literally the whole point of saving the world.
Ah,
I'm in, but I have a caveat. I'd like to keep my kidneys.
At no point were your kidneys in danger.
Put it in writing.
You said you weren't going to take our kidneys.
Neither will Lord Alden.
All right, you've given me the promise of two people. And one of them is a silver dragon. And I've never met a metallic dragon. I have no idea how reputable they are. You seem to be on the up and up, though.
They're forces of eternal good.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yes, I have a question. Mr. Boat?
Do you have, like a blacksmith or a leather worker or anything around here?
Well, I've never been outside the forest.
But there's not one in the forest.
We do not have blacksmiths in the forest made of wood, no.
Well, there's a lot of fuel here. You never know.
No. That's a bad idea.
Hydroelectric.
Okay, I'll just wait till we get to the next town, then.
Why do you need one, Mr. Boat?
It's not important.
Okay.
He says, shining a small dent on his belt.
Sure. All right. Any more questions?
What are the steps we must take to save the world?
All right. Well, first I need to bring you to Lord Alden. He needs to meet you before we leave.
Drag on.
Falling rocks.
I think that's a saving throw, right?
It's a 3d100 damage. just the force of meteor itself.
So it's 100 damage, but we can see it in all dimensions.
All right. Oh, God help me. So
half the party has been wiped out. It's day one.
The world is doomed.
Well, we've already had to bring one person back from unconsciousness.
I'm in my libertarian bunker. Well.
Yeah. Oh, good gracious.
I just want to be left to mind my own business and let everybody else do the same.
Eek has two tails.
All right. So, are you all ready to go?
Onwards.
I suppose.
I could actually use a rest. I kind of... There was a whole thing you missed in the town that I had to do to get them to follow us, or follow me and then follow you.
What happened?
Hey, man, I said no magic.
He used magic to fix a wrestling match.
The gall.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. You wrestled Eek?
We challenged him. Because he wouldn't tell us anything, and he demanded we come with him on a quest.
Eek is a fourth of your height.
Right, we figured it'd be an easy match, and then they'd owe us dinner.
Those were the terms to which they agreed.
The honesty.
Maybe my vision was wrong. Did I find the wrong people?
No. Your vision was right.
I'll also point out that we did lose a match to a man a fourth our height, so maybe we're not the right people.
Two men fourth your height.
All right, I'll give Johannes, that was a clean match. That was very impressively done. I'll give you credit on that one.
Yeah, it's not your fault your partner's crooked.
You used magic to fix the match. You put the boat to sleep.
Was
I had
it?
To wake him up with a... What did you call it again?
It was a frog splash.
No, it was a
frog splash into a tadpole crunch.
It was a moonsault. It was a moonsault.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Druid terms or wrestling terms?
You decide.
There's a Venn diagram with a large overlap.
Good gracious day.
Did anybody have moonsault on their bingo card?
That's what we should do. We should play campaign bingo.
Shots.
Every time the DM rolls our eyes.
So do we proceed onward?
Or do you want to rest? Because Eek was the one who
suggested. We should probably rest because I have 5 hit points right now.
We should rest.
I do love hanging out in creepy woods the forests can close the paths at any moment just at the wave of someone's hand.
They did it on my request. If I don't ask them to do it, they won't do it again.
I'm bleeding from a dragon wound. I don't know if it's feral.
He's not feral.
That'll be a great story you can tell women later. They don't need to know that the dragon was about this big.
I managed to subdue a dragon with my bare hands.
Oh, Eek, did they hurt you?
Did you wild shape?
What they're talking about, Felix.
Sometimes they call me that.
Felix, they hurt you. Who's a good dragon? Anyway, so... Yeah, we can make camp in this glade and we'll be safe.
Righto. Should we do something about your dazed pixie friends?
She looks, they're gone.
Oh, good. I'm sure that won't haunt us later.
They shouldn't hurt you. I made a contract with them. Fae generally approve contracts so long as they're very, very carefully worded.
And right. Well compensated. Your kidneys, please.
They did explicitly say that they weren't planning to hurt us this time. So I'm expecting that they'll be back any moment now to beat the ever-loving crap out of us.
Those little swords.
They can try.
Those little swords were actually
game on.
I think I like this woman. She seems like a valid traveling companion.
And with that... Bedrolls, please.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
So I don't know if you guys were carrying stuff like bedrolls, because the boat and Solinar have a cart that's equipped for 2 people outside the woods.
You could leave the woods and stay in the cart, but you're going to have to go right back into the woods.
Well, I can't leave Snuffles by himself.
Herself. Have we confirmed Snuffles' gender?
I think you are God.
Snuffles need a gender.
What if we are going to use Snuffles' tea pony for breeding horses in the future?
Snuffles is non-binary.
Odds male.
Okay.
Evens female.
Roll for gender of pony.
Female.
Female pony it is. Fantastic. All right.
And I want to point out, Snuffles is a horse. Just her last name is Pony.
Well, that's confusing. Yeah.
This is what happens when you name things when you're a kid.
Yeah. And that pony is spelled
P-O-N-I-E. How old is the pony? This horse is older than time itself.
I was in my 30s before I realized that ponies weren't baby horses.
Really?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm 100% dead serious.
Really, you're a kid on the inside as long as you want to be.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you guys, you get your equipment and you feed the Snuffles and then you go back into the woods where everybody lays out their bedrolls and completes a long rest.
And scene.
And scene.
You've been listening to Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.